spirit is better than the process. Karma is bondage, but soul is free. And the soul can, by its freedom, can overpass the karma. So such is the arrangement in the world. But again, the rigidity of the idea of karma is complicated because of the notion of justice. It is argued that this whole world is governed by justice. And each one is rewarded according to the actions. And even mathematically accurately. Such is the notion which is prevalent in the world with regard to karma. That if you have done certain things, you are bound to reap the consequences of the karma with mathematical precision. Now, in regard to this, there are two errors which have to be brought out, two erroneous views in regard to this matter. We may not dispute the idea of justice, provided that we understand justice in the right sense. Because justice in the world may not correspond with our idea of justice. What I may think to be just may not be the just from God's point of view. So I may not dispute the idea of justice. I may say, all right, there is justice in the world, provided that I don't impose upon God the idea of justice which I have of my own idea of justice. But it is argued that if one does a good action, then the consequence will be in terms of happiness. And if one does an evil action, then the consequence will be in the terms of misery. This is the kind of equation that is being shown to be the part of the law of karma. Popularly, not scientifically, but popularly. Now what Sri Aurobindo points out is that this equation is an erroneous equation. Such is not the law of karma in the world, such is not the equation in the world. The equation is only this, that the nature of the energy that is put forward in the karma, in the action, is also reflected in the nature of the energy in the consequence. If the nature of the energy put forward in an action is good, then the result will be increase of good. Not increase of happiness. If you put energy in the form of evil, the consequence will be increase of evil. Moreover, energies in the world are of many kinds. Good and evil are only two kinds of energies, But there are many, many kinds of energies. For example, there is energy in the direction of pursuit of knowledge. There is an energy put forward in the direction of health. Energy put forward in the direction of joy. Joy of various kinds, not only physical pleasure, but joy of various kinds. There is a direction in which you put energy only to get success. You may put forth energy in the direction of the attainment of enjoyment of beauty. Some may pursue power. Some may pursue multiplicity of relationships. People feel very happy when they have thousands of friends and they go on increasing friends in the world. More and more and more and more. Some may have simply a lust for wealth. So there are many kinds of energies which can be put forth. So according to the true law of karma, according to the nature of the energy put forth in the action, there will be the consequence in the form of the increase of that kind of energy. If I am a virtuous man and I am doing a virtuous action, the result will be increase in my virtuosity. I'll become more virtuous. But because I am more virtuous, it will not mean that I'll stand first in the sports competition. Simply because I am a righteous man, there is no such law of karma that if you are a very good man, you will also stand first in sports competition. If you want to stand first in sports competition, then you have to put energy appropriate to sports. You have to go for sprinting every day. You have to develop the muscles. You have to develop your endurance of the physique. And you have to develop the skills by which you can compete properly. Now these are the energies that you have to put forward if you want to succeed in the field of sports. So the more you do there, the more you will get in the direction which is connected with that particular energy. If you don't follow this particular line of arguments, then we come to absurd conclusions. For example, if you find that a virtuous man is suffering, then according to the wrong notion, this man who is now virtuous must be a very evil man in the past, and now he is suffering because of the evil things that he might have done in the past. Or if this evil man is enjoying all kinds of pleasures, it would mean that in the past birth he was a paragon of virtues and suddenly has now become evil, but he is still enjoying the bank balance of the past. Such would be the consequences of this wrong notion of karma. Very often we say that this evil man is enjoying so much, why does not God punish him? This is what we cry out very often. But the reason is that he is pursuing the energies of pleasure. So pleasure will increase. If he is increasing in evil, very often evil movements are connected with lots of successes. If you only pursue success, good, evil matter, nothing to you, then you'll go on getting success. You won't say that because he's not a good man, he will not succeed. Not at all. The nature of the world is not ruled by our ideas of good and evil. And good and evil are not the only criteria in the world. The world is a vast movement of energy in which there is a complexity of varieties of forces working at the same time. And depending upon the kind of energy that is put forward, you get the consequences in the same kind. Now, having said this, we can also add one rider, that there is also a plane where these things intermix. Because human beings are acting not only in one direction, but human beings are working in many directions at the same time. Therefore, the totality of circumstances in which an individual is placed is a result of multifarious activities, various kinds of energies that he has put forward, and therefore the energy is also mixed, results are mixed. Partly we succeed, partly we fail, partly we enjoy, partly we suffer, because of the intermixture of various kinds of things. But the most important thing to be remembered is that all this web of karma is the instrument of experience. And that is the central point. And that the question is, what is the meaning of experience?